to share? Something like that. Thank you so much for just making space in your congregation for me today. I especially appreciate Pastor Yu for just sharing this time. I did not expect it, but I'm honored to be here.
谢谢大家给我这样的一个机会，能跟大家来分享这个信息。也谢谢尹牧师给我这样的一个机会，在这边。
I've been to Singapore many times, but this will be my first time to go to China this week with Pastor Yu. So I'm very excited to go there. So this was something then today to be with you is even extra treat. It's like dessert to me.
这今天是一个我是我这次是我第一次跟李牧师一块去中国，来到这边能跟大家来分享是特别的一个点心可以算是，对甜点。
I have a very blessed opportunity to serve and equip Christian leaders all over the world, and it's a great joy to be able to worship and to learn and from so many people when I get to visit places like this. I want to share some of the things that I share with leaders all over the world in training leaders, how to become leaders in their nations. In fact, this book that I've written is used in many countries. It's called Liberating the Nations. And some among you have been actually working on helping to translate this into Chinese. So look forward to when that is finished. So I'm very blessed. Besides being a pastor in the United States, I'll tell you also, I'm blessed with a wonderful wife and three children and three grandchildren. My children are all grown. One is a lawyer and is right now in the Air Force as a lawyer in the U.S. Air Force. He lives in Germany. And my two daughters are missionaries. One is in South Africa and the other one is in Kenya. And so my wife and I are very proud of them, but we wonder why do they all have to be on different continents all over the world. We miss them very much. But one of the blessings we have is God has given us many Chinese sort of adopted children that we have in our home all the time. They're Chinese law students that are in my city studying. And we reach out to them and we host them and take care of them and become just great friends every year. At least about 10 or 12 Chinese law students we take care of every year. So anyway, this is a great joy for me now to be here with you. So let me share with you some things I think that will be stimulating for you, maybe in ways you don't normally think about.
我在这边是非常的喜乐的，我今天愿意跟大家分享一些能够刺激大家让大家很感兴趣的一些东西。
I want to talk to you about what it really means to fulfill the Great Commission.
我今天要跟大家分享到底是完成神的大使命是一个什么样的概念。
The mission that God, that Jesus has for us is to transform our nations.
神给我们的使命是要改变更新整个国家。
Let's see here. Okay. Jesus, when he gathered his disciples, just before he was about to ascend into heaven, he gathered his disciples and gave them a job.
当耶稣就要升天之前，他聚集他的门徒，把一个重要的使命交给他们。
He gave them a task to fulfill a mission.
给他们一个任务，给他们一个使命。
Like the, so here on this wall talks about the Great Commission.
对，我们的大使命。
And this mission is something for I want us to look at what the scripture says.
我要跟大家看一下这个经文。
Make sure this is working. Ah, there it is. The scripture that I have up here, of course, you might have different translations, I don't know. But talks about Jesus says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
这边谈到天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你要去使万民做我的门徒。
And the important thing here in this passage that I want to highlight to you is the word nations.
这边我要跟大家重点强调的。
It was such a new idea that Jesus was given to his disciples.
这边重点要强调是万民这个词。
Because up to now, they were expecting the Messiah of Israel to return and restore the nation of Israel, but they were not thinking about all nations.
他们当时想的是，神是来，耶稣基督来，这个弥赛亚来，是为了拯救以色列，没有想到是拯救全世界。
So Jesus was expanding their vision much greater than ever before.
耶稣基督这边就扩张他们的境界，一个他们从来没有想象的境界。
And he said, go and disciple all nations.
所以这边他说你要去使万民做的门徒。
So right at this moment, I believe Jesus, in his mind, he was thinking of China.
我当时想，耶稣基督在这边想的是中国。
He was thinking of Singapore.
他在想的是新加坡。
He was thinking of the United States.
想的是美国。
Because he was said all nations.
他这边说是万民，是万国的意思。
And so there's a purpose that we have on this earth that links to the nations in which we live.
这边我们生活的地方有个意义是跟这个国家相连的。
And he said, of course, there's things we need to preach the gospel and baptize people. That's the beginning part.
这边他谈到我们要去传福音，要去给他们受洗，就是刚开始的一部分。
But then he says, teach.All that I have commanded.
这边说我凡我所吩咐你们都要给他们遵守。
In other words, it's not enough just to speak the message of salvation. We have to speak everything that is in the Word of God, even those things that apply to all spheres of society.
这边我们谈到，就是我们不单要谈基督，我们更要谈一些圣经中其他的教导，包括一些就是说我们改变世界、改变国家的教导。
I think there's two parts of our mission.
我们的使命有两部分。
We can look at the part that changes individuals through preaching of the gospel.
这边谈到有我们就改变个人去谈福音的工作。
And that's of course how the most important beginning of all changes from the inside through the power that God has to change hearts.
这边谈到我们的能力是从内心的改变来产生的。
But also there's a second part of this mission.
这边有我们的使命第二部分。
It'll come up. Yes. And that part is this that I've talked about today, discipled nations.
这边是万民做的门徒，是第二部分的使命。
And that happens through teaching them everything in the Bible, everything in God's Word.
这边谈到我们要传授他们所有圣经的教导。
And so this is something that is not just for Christians. This is, in other words, the Creator's principles for life, His laws that if we understand them, all human beings are blessed. And so this is important for us to understand. There are things that we need to speak to and teach to everyone in our nations in order for God's purposes to be fulfilled for our nations. And so, since Jesus talked about nations, it's important for us to think for a moment, what is it, what makes up a nation? In other words, it's not just Jesus teaching that, you know, it's important to understand, if our mission is to disciple nations, then what is involved in this goal of changing a nation? I've put up on this slide one way of looking at seven major areas that really you can find in every nation. Family, schools, business, medicine, doctors,
医生,医学,
arts and media,
艺术和媒体,
government,
政府,
and religion, or in this sense, especially for Christians, the church. Those are the things that most every nation has in some fashion that really determines their culture. And if Jesus says, go disciple that, I think it helps us to look at what our vision includes. Disciple those areas of our
nations.
To disciple means to train them, to train our nation in these areas, the way God intended them to work. Unless we really search the scriptures and ask ourselves, God, what does your word say about each area? Then we don't really know the answers to take to it with us to our societies. So the first thing I hope you get from my message today is our purpose here is not just to change individuals, but actually change the nations in which we live.
第一个很重要的是信息跟大家分享，就是我们不但改变个人，更是改变万物，改变整个国家。Now
I do training all over the world on each of these seven areas. Bible principles for each one. What is God's way for these things to be operating that brings His blessing?
我在世界各地，就是说用圣经的原则来教导这七个方面，告诉他们怎样用神的道来管理这七个方面。
But I want to look at one verse, one passage of scripture that Jesus taught about politics and government. But this teaching about sort of a political topic was profound because it really basically, it actually tells us something about all of the other areas of a nation. This teaching of Jesus came because the opponents of Jesus wanted to try to trap him with a very tricky question. And so they asked him, should we pay taxes to Caesar? Yes or no? Of course, Caesar, taxes, these are political topics. And Caesar being a Gentile pagan government leader and a tyrant, he was not someone that you should say anything good about if you wanted to be popular.
这边这个凯撒大帝是一个暴君，所以很多时候我们一般谈到他没有什么好东西。
And so the opponents of Jesus thought this was a perfect trap, because if Jesus says yes, we should pay taxes to Caesar, then no of the Jewish followers would want to follow him anymore.
因为这边如果是说耶稣基督说我们可以交税给凯撒的话，那些犹太人就不要跟随耶稣基督。Because
they all hated Caesar, hated the Roman Empire.
他们特别恨这凯撒。
And of course they would no longer think he could be the Messiah if he says this. He can't be the Messiah.
他如果他说这句话，那肯定不是你在。
But if Jesus says no, we should not pay taxes to Caesar.
如果耶稣说我们不需要付税呢？
They thought, well, that'll be a way, that'll end his ministry because he'll be arrested for sedition and treason.
这样的话，他就会因为反动，反政府被，就是罗马兵丁，就是抓起来。
So they thought they had the perfect trap for him.
他觉得就是完美的一个陷阱。
So Jesus, though, answered the question in such an amazing way.
耶稣回答了一个非常让人难以，就是说非常amazing，非常奇妙。
He asked a Roman coin to be brought to him. I keep one in my wallet. This is a Roman coin from the actual time of Jesus. It's not too good a condition, but it's a genuine Roman coin from that time. And I keep it in my wallet because of the profound teaching of Jesus that I'm going to explain to you, his answer. Jesus held up the coin and he asked the audience, whose image is on this coin?
也是问这上面是谁的图像?
And they said, Caesar's image.
是凯撒大帝的图像。
So then Jesus says, then give to Caesar, or render to Caesar, what belongs to Caesar.
也是说凯撒的当归于凯撒。
Now that right there would have been basically answering, yes, pay your taxes to Caesar.
这边就如果说这样，之前的这边就是说可以交税。So
if he had stopped there, that would have made him unpopular.
对，如果是他就停在这边的话，他就变得很不受欢迎。But
he added a second part to his answer.
他加了一句。He
said, "But give to God what belongs to God."
也是加了一句，神的物当归给神。Now
the disciples of Jesus who understood the Jewish scriptures and teaching would have understood this second part of the answer much better than what we do today in our modern culture. Because it all comes back to the idea of an image. The image of Caesar represented the jurisdiction or sovereignty of Caesar over taxes. And when Jesus says, "But give to God what belongs to God," the disciples would have understood, they would have thought, so whatever has God's image is what is under God's authority. And the disciples knew their scriptures all the way from the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis. The Bible again and again says that man is made in the image of God. We have God's image. Now, the meaning of that is that we have been given the abilities to think rationally and to put those thoughts into speech.
这边这句话这边的含义是我们人是有理性的活物，我们可以把自己的理性思考的总结，在用我们的语言表达出来。
And to express that in worship back to God.
我们可以用敬拜的方式把这样的表达出来。
Thought, speech, and worship are unique things that human beings can do, that no other creatures can do.
我们的想法，我们的语言，包括我们的敬拜，是我们人这个创造物所独有的，不是其他创造物所有的。
And so the trademark. Okay, this is like professional wrestling. You know this? You tag and you jump into the ring. Welcome.
他就是在想，就像摔跤比赛一样，一个人上台，另外一个人上。
So Jesus says, give to God what belongs to God, what has God's image. So that means this area of worship, of religion, of worship, of communication, speech, and of thinking, we should never let government control it. Governments throughout the history of the world have always tried to claim this authority. The Roman Empire, Caesar, claimed a jurisdiction or authority over religion in the empire. And he could control and punish anyone who did not worship according to the official Roman way. And all communication was something the governments of the world try to control. Human speech. Any expression in public, in print, in literature, in modern media are all things that are an extension of this fundamental thing God has given us that really government has no right to control. Throughout history, governments try to do this. It's not just control of communication, but control of education. Governments, pagan governments, have always tried to control education very strongly. So that what influences the mind is carefully, you know, restricted by what the government wants each new generation to think. And of course, so we have then this whole area of life that Jesus was saying, we never obey government, we never give to Caesar allegiance in these areas of our how we worship, how we think, how we teach or speak.
所以耶稣基督的教导就是讲，当有关于我们所思所想以及如何敬拜的话，这些土地都不是应该归给凯撒的物。
Now the Roman authorities didn't know the Jewish scriptures, so they didn't know fully what Jesus was saying here. It was subtle, and they could not grasp what he was declaring. But his followers, Jewish believers, Jewish people understood what Jesus was implying. So Jesus didn't get arrested right then, but of course later on, there were times when he was arrested, he was charged with saying things contrary to Caesar.
当时的话，耶稣基督没有，当时就被捕。但是后来，耶稣基督却因为说了一些和凯撒相对的话，所以被捕。
But the principle there is so important that we need to. Let me go back here. Maybe I did not put the slide. But so the basic principle you understand, there are different jurisdictions. Government has certain responsibility, but it's limited. But there's God has given other authority and jurisdiction for the church. And he's given other authority and responsibilities to the family. And God has given other responsibilities to other different institutions of a nation. And these different jurisdictions of life, these spheres of influence are supposed to operate independently under, not all under the control of the centralized kind of just Caesar or government.
所以呢，这些不同的权利应该是相互独立的，并不应该是由政府统一来控制的。So
this is one of the most important teachings that Jesus gave that really transformed Western civilization.
所以这个就是耶稣基督给西方的一些文化、西方文明最重要的教育。As
Christians, we're sent out to all the nations of Europe and eventually to the United States and others, gradually as Christianity spread, this idea of limited government and of strong other institutions of life is so profound to the transformation of culture.
所以呢，基督教文明不断逐渐的延伸到美洲和延伸到欧洲之后，这个政府有限的责任这一点，大家都逐渐被公认。
What does that say up there?
I see. Responsibility of the church in terms of arts and media.
Okay, yeah, so that's... I missed a couple slides I meant to put in there, but that's okay. So, So I want to talk now about, just briefly, what are some of the core principles God has given to other institutions of life that we need to learn.
所以下面我就想介绍一下神赋予其他的一些领域的一些职责。This,
let me go back here and see. So the first responsibility of the church, of course, is worship.
第一个就是敬拜。
To organize the worship of God.
来设计一起敬拜。
But then there's also a responsibility for discipleship. But it's not just discipleship just for raising up more church leaders. It's discipleship for the nation. This is such an important thing that I teach around the world that was again a key understanding for the development of Europe and the United States in bringing forth freedom and prosperity, was this understanding that the church is training leaders for the nation.
教会他们是为这个社会、为国家来培养门徒，这个是在西方社会，特别是美国和欧洲。
It's not just focusing on religious life, religious activity.
不仅是着重于这个教会的
But so much in around the world today, so many churches don't think this way anymore. They just focus on religious things and don't think about the nation. And so it's something we need to recover, the historic understanding of this idea of discipleship. So in the church, this discipleship should be taking place for all of these areas that we're all part of, in the workplace, in our families, and in, and as citizens in our nation. This, if you came to my church, you would find this is how our discipleship in our church is organized around these basic responsibilities. And a third basic responsibility is not just making disciples of Christians, but also just teaching God's truth for the whole, to all people as much as possible that we can do. And using every kind of medium to do that, creativity through the media, through the arts, to speak God's truth to the society so that minds can be more aligned with God's laws and his plans. And I don't have time to explain too much today, but I teach this in depth and when I go in many places, so you can read more of the book. But this other whole area of responsibility is the family. Let's see. Okay, the first responsibility of the family is to have babies. Multiply. This is the scripture teaches from the very beginning of Genesis, be fruitful and multiply. It's something that really has to be, that used to be taught regularly in churches for most of the centuries of Christianity, but today it's kind of not, doesn't seem popular to teach as much as before. But it's a very important part of God's mission for Christian families, especially. Of course, sometimes here again, the government, Caesar, tries to interfere in this mission, and sometimes once tells us, restricts us, you can only have one baby, one child. But it's not Caesar's authority to tell us this. There's a higher authority that says, multiply. And it's actually really sad today because, especially in more developed countries, as people have more money, the sad news is, even if they have the freedom to have more children, they're choosing not to do it. In Europe today, most countries of Europe, they are not reproducing enough, having enough children, even to replace the adults in their society. The fertility rate is so low that in about 50 years from now, Europe is going to be one third smaller than it is today in its population. And it's not like it has a shortage of food or resources. That's not a problem. It's just materialistic pursuits. They're busy and they don't want to be bothered with children. There's just a selfishness that has emerged in more developed countries. Even in Christian families. And there's, in fact, in reality, it's interesting that in Europe, the only families that are really growing are Muslim families.
All right.
Tag team. Right. Good job. And so, it's actually in about 50 years, Europe will be one third smaller, but Muslims will be a much larger percentage of European countries, and European culture will gradually diminish as they know it today. But there's so many other problems too. When you think one third less consumers means the economy is going to shrink. And one third less people pay taxes. Means the government's not going to have the money to take care of the elderly and provide all of these other health services and everything it promises. The impact is huge when we limit the growth of the next generation. So anyway, I can't explain further, but Christians, once again, need to come back to this fundamental responsibility. Christian families, at least, need to be taught to have children. The second responsibility of families is to teach children. Did you know the Bible never once tells government to provide education? Tells parents. And the church, religious community, has a role to supplement this mission of the parents. And throughout, again, most of the history of the world, pagan governments, pagan thinking is usually resulted in governments think they're supposed to control education and try to take the responsibility for this task. But in the nation of Israel, this responsibility was clear. The parents should teach their children. And when Christians were sent out by Jesus to all the nations, to disciple nations, then Christians did the same thing. They didn't put their children in the Roman schools. They started their own schools. Most of the parents did most of the teaching themselves in their homes. And this began to produce such a better leader, a better student, that gradually over a long period of time, almost all of the Roman people said, we want our children to go to the Christian schools because they're so much better than the government schools.
这种自己教育自己的孩子状况，使得他们能够产生更多更优秀更伟大的领袖，以至于罗马政府觉得说我们需要把我们的孩子送到他们的这样家庭去受教育。
So gradually over time Christians began to really disciple the nations of Europe and to transform the thinking of brought freedom.
所以逐渐的呢，这些他们所培养出来的孩子就成为了这个国家的领袖，以至于整个的欧洲就被翻转过来。
And eventually the idea of the university emerged as a result of Christian leadership.
那么所以大学这样的概念就浮现出来，那么很多的基督徒领袖就出来了。
I'll give a personal testimony of something that my wife and I did regarding education.
这里我要做一个见证，是关于我跟我太太的一个见证。
About 30 years ago when my children were just starting to be ready for school age,
大概30年前，当我的孩子大概也就是上小学的时候，
my wife and I looked at the public schools, the government schools in America, and we saw so many problems.
我们就去观察那个公立学校，我们发现了很多的问题。
It was free for us to send our children there, but there is declining academic performance and increasing social problems, moral problems.
他们是免费的，在开始你把孩子送去的时候，但是你却会发现，在那边接受教育会产生很多很多的问题。
So we knew we didn't want to send our children there.
所以我们就不想把孩子送到那儿去。
And we looked at private schools in our city, Christian schools.
我们观察到在我们所居住那个地方的一些私立的学校，他们是基督徒的学校。
And some were very good, but usually way too expensive for us to pay to send our children there.
这些基督徒学校非常棒，但是呢，有些他们的花费非常的贵，所以也不想把孩子送去那边。
So my wife and I, though, we read, since I'm a student of history, since I knew that Christians for many, many centuries taught their children at home and did a good job, my wife and I began to think, maybe we can do it.
既然我们知道这个基督教神启示的这本圣经里有这样的技术，说家长应该自己照顾自己的孩子，那么为什么我们不要自己来教育我们自己的孩子呢？
In fact, in the United States, the vast majority of education was done at home by parents for the first 300 years of our history.The first 300 years of the history of the United States, no education was done by the government. It was all done by parents.
在美国最开始的300年里面，几乎没有什么教育是被国家来支持或举办，几乎都是在自己家庭来完成。
So our great founding fathers like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and these people, they were taught at home first, and most of their education there, then with other tutors and help from church leaders as well.
So, like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, 这样的领袖，他们其实都开始的时候都是在自己的家里受教育，后来才受到一些这个基督教教徒教育的影响。
And they were smart, highly developed scholars and thinkers and great moral leaders in our nation. And this is from their education.
而事实上他们在各方面都非常的杰出非常优秀，而他们却是从那个家庭教育培养出来的这样的一批人。
So my wife and I, we read this verse and we said, God said, teach your children in your house.
所以在这个经文里呢，就谈到说你们做父母亲的养育他们。
So we decided that's what we're going to do.
所以那就是我们要做的。
Now the laws in our country were not really that clear that was even free for us to do thisI wasn't sure that we even had the freedom without getting in trouble just to teach our kids ourselves. We weren't sure if the laws of America even would allow us to teach our children at home. So it was a little bit scary. Maybe we might get in trouble if we do this.
所以呢，我们这样做可能会麻烦。
But even more important was there was a lot of opinion of our parents and our grandparents and uncles and aunts, and they all were coming to us saying, "No, you can't teach your children that. You're going to harm your children."
更麻烦的是，像我的一些亲戚，我的一些比如说叔叔这样的，他们的亲戚来跟我说，你不能这样做。
And so they were all very strongly saying, you can't do this.
他们都非常强烈的反对我把孩子送这个不送学校里学校，他们非常反对我把孩子留在家里的学校。
And since almost no one in America was doing this, we really didn't know. Maybe this was a mistake. Maybe our children might grow up and be stupid.
我不知道美国有没有人做这样的事，可能我这样做会让我的孩子将来变得更笨。
Maybe they wouldn't be able to get good jobs or go into top universities.
可能他们找不到很好的工作，可能他们不能去很棒的大学。
But we persevered, and we ended up teaching all three of our children. We taught them all 12 grades until it was ready to go to the university.
但是我们却教导他们完成整个十二年级的课程，以至于他们最终都进入了大学。
And ended up, of course, in the United States, you have to take a national exam to be able to qualify to go into the university.
那么他们已经参加了国家考试，那么他们最终也有达到这样的一个水准，他们可以进入大学。
And when it came time to take that exam, our children scored in the top 1% of all children in America.
我在这里要说的是，我孩子的成绩是最上面的那百分之一里面的这个里面。
So they were smart. And they were able to get into the top universities in America. But also, they were different because they had good morals, good character. They were quite different from any other children, teenagers. They had good morals and good character. And so today they all serve God, they all love Jesus Christ, and are living at a very high moral standard. And they're leaders, as I said, my daughters are missionaries out on their own in Africa, changing the world.
And
my son graduated from a top law school, and now his vision is to someday go into politics and become president of the United States. And I'm discipling, I've trained him, and we have a whole strategy for how that can happen.
我希望我能够有一个很好的策略，让这一切都发生。
But there's only one problem.
但这只是一个问题。
I'm training hundreds of other young leaders in America who also believe they should become president of the United States. So there's competition. But maybe I might favor my son, I don't know. But this is a part of what is happening today, actually, homeschooling. Is this brand new movement now? 3 million children in America are taught at home.
这是一个趋势，以至于今天大概有300万的人，他们选择在家里自己教养自己的孩子。
When my wife and I started, it was just a few thousand, but now it's a huge growing movement.
我跟我的太太说，之前可能只有3000人，但是现在有很多很多的人，他们都选择在家里教养。
And now, after 25 years, statistics prove it wasn't just that my wife and I were smart, that's all homeschoolers outperform all other kinds of education in America.
25年这样的时间，在统计学资料里面，让我跟我的妻子觉得非常的自豪，因为现在很多的在家里教养出来的孩子，他们在各行各业都取得了非常棒的成绩。So
families need to be taught once again that they have responsibility and the ability to do this task.
所以家长要有这样的职责，以至于知道他们有这样的能力来教养他们的孩子。
I've been teaching also about these things in many other countries and seeing new education movements like this begin to grow in many countries here in Asia as well. I've been teaching about these principles in many countries, even here in Asia, and I've helped these new educational reforms begin to emerge in many countries.
我已经教导这样的原则在很多很多的国家，我希望能够帮助他们也实现像美国那样的一个成绩。
But the third responsibility of families, but also enough schools, I'll say in a broader sense schools, is to train leaders for the nation.
所以第三个家庭的责任就是培养领袖。
And again, just as I'm training my son to be president, in the scriptures, God's people were training leaders, prophets and government leaders and many other leaders for society.
就像我培养我的儿子成为总统一样，在经文里面其实神也在培养，在训练人成为领袖。
There's also three fundamental responsibilities for the workplace.
同样我们这里也要谈到在工作场所他的一个职责。
A lot of these principles I'll talk about is what brought the blessing of God to whole nations in history.
我们在这谈到很多原则，其实是把上帝的一些原则把它转变成一种祝福。
I don't have a whole lot of time to elaborate, but here's three principles for the workplace.
我没有很多的时间，但这里面我大概要谈三个原则。
The first responsibility is we all should work 6 days and then rest.
第一个原则就是我们工作六天，然后休息。
God commands us to be involved in work and have diligence in industry in our work.
上帝命令我们工作，我们要努力的做工。
Jesus himself gave many parables about the importance of work and of trade and of business and his role in society.
在这方面，耶稣基督给了我们很多的比喻。
And also, a second principle is then, as the result of our work, we get property, we grow in our earnings, and we have to learn to then save and invest that in a strategic way.
那第二个原则呢，是因为我们做工，所以我们有了很多的私有财产，所以我们如何去保护我们这些财产，还有以及储蓄。
To lay it up within your talents to take care of the needy, as well as besides just our own gain, but also serve the community with our wealth.
就是除了我们自己用之外呢，我们要考虑我们如何的让跟我们一起居住、一起生活的人，让他们也受用。
But also to for children to use to take care of their parents when they're no longer working.
同时呢，这个也谈到了当父母不在工作的时候，那么子女如何的去照顾他们，照顾父母。
These are responsibilities that the Scripture teaches about the reason we save and the purposes of how to use our money.
这些经文都谈到了这些原则，就是我们应该如何保存我们的财产，我们应该如何来用它。
I know I'm going fast through these things and you're probably not writing all this down, but we'll get information to you. Next. Good job. Tag. Yes, you can tag. It's like wrestling, yes. You're in the ring. Alright, so I have to find out everybody's names afterwards. I don't even know who my wrestling partners are. Yeah.
我要知道我们每个人的名字，知道他跟他摔跤的都是谁。
Do you all see this thing in America called professional wrestling that America has?
你们都看。
Have you seen this on TV?
在美国电视上看那个专业的摔跤吗？都是拳击是吗
？Of course, it's just
wrestling.
It's just a show, you know, it's all just entertainment. It's not a real competition.
不是真的那种职业赛，就是秀或者是娱乐节目。
But anyway, it's I don't watch it. Okay, it's not what I watch. But it exists. I turn it on sometimes on American television. Oh my goodness, I can't believe Americans watch this. The third responsibility of our wealth, I already basically mentioned, is to give and relieve the needy. God commands us to open wide our hand for the needy and the poor. And so we have these responsibilities to serve those who are hurting and sick.
所以我们有责任为那些需要的人，受伤的人服务。
And so these are the things, again, I just want to say again, not a single time in the Bible does God command government to take care of the poor.
圣经当中不止一次的说政府要照顾穷人。
God commands us to take care of the poor.
神也要求我们去照顾这些穷人。
Love your neighbor.
爱你的邻居。
Share with the needy among you.
在你当中与有需要的人共同分享。
It's not politicians that are going to stand before God at the judgment day on this issue. It's every one of us. What have you done for the poor?
并不只是政府，神对政府的一个要求，而是对我们每个人，我们对需要的人做了什么。
And again, these kinds of principles transformed Europe and the United States and many countries in history because Christians understood they needed to start hospitals and homes for people that are mentally ill and try to do everything they could as human beings to take care for the needy in society.
这样的一个原则，改变了欧洲跟美国，就是兴起了很多的医院，人们知道他们怎么样子去照顾一些头脑上或者心理上受伤的人。
Finally, I want to talk about the three responsibilities every one of us have as citizens in a nation. Are you still listening? Are you still here? These responsibilities also, it's amazing how few churches teach these responsibilities regularly. How little this is taught by churches. But before I teach those three responsibilities, actually, we'd like for us to look a little more in depth at this passage of scripture in Romans. It tells us in Romans, Paul begins with this exhortation. He tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Transformation of a nation begins with us. Making sure we learn what God's Word says, not just about church, but about all of life. He says, renew our minds and prove what is good. In other words, it's not just proving it, we've got to prove to the world around us by our example that God's word for families, for marriages, for business, for politics is the way that brings the greatest blessing if we do it.
我们要用我们自己在我们的工作、我们的家庭、我们的婚姻向世人展现出来什么是神前可喜悦的，什么是好的。
So we all come in as sinners. When we all come into a relationship with God, we're saved. We're born again. Our spirit is brand new, but our mind still thinks the old way, the world's way.
我们与神有一个关系，我们。我们是神的孩子，但是我们的心意已经受到更新，可是我们头脑还是在想着旧的方式。
And so we all come into the church with the way we think is probably good. It's the way our parents told us, the way things were modeled for us, and our jobs, and our governments, and we think this is normal, this is good.
我们来到教会就觉得这是好的，因为我们的家人这样告诉我们，我们的工作是这样告诉我们的，就是觉得这样是好的。
But the only really good way is what God's word tells us His way.
但是真正好的是神告诉我们他的方式。
So we all start in a process of relearning how to live His way.
所以我们要重新的开始去学习怎么样去学习他的位，他的方式。
That's what discipleship should be when we come to church. Start to learn how to live life.
This is what. 做门徒来到他的教会的时候所要讲的，怎么去学习上帝的方式。
And it goes on to the end of Romans with this verse, in verse 21, where it says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good."
你们不要被恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
So, this is. The next step that's very important.
下一步是很关键。
after we learn what is good, what God says is good, marriage, family, business, government, then we have a responsibility to use it to overcome evil.
下一步很重要的就是在我们在圣经当中学习怎么样是好的婚姻工作之后，我们要知道用这个怎么样再去劝服更多的人。
When I watch the news on television or I read the newspaper, we see problems, we see evil all around us. Or in our personal life around us, sometimes we see things happening that we know is not right. And sometimes it's easy perhaps to think someone else should stop that and take care of that.But when I read this verse, I hear a responsibility that every one of us have before God. You do something about it. You overcome evil with God. The one option that we do not have as Christians is to ignore evil.
我们作为门徒，作为基督徒，有一个责任，就是不可以推卸，不可以被恶所胜。
We are here on this earth to overcome it.
我们在这个地球上就是要胜恶的。
This is our mission.
这是我们的使命。
This is part of what Jesus was saying. Go disciple the nations.
这就是耶稣说去有。
Overcome evil in the nations. Good.
以恶胜胜
以善胜恶，以善胜恶，起于建立自己的国度。That's interesting. The Apostle Paul then applies this principle to the specific area that he brings up next is government.
很有意思的就是，要做出这样的一个例子的是讲说是政府。
You see, Paul writes.It goes on into chapter 13 of Romans, and he starts talking about rulers in government.
之后，保罗又说到。
And this.
Go ahead. 没事，你说吧。Sorry.
That's okay. He starts talking, brings up this topic about government rulers.
他之后，保罗谈到，政府是统治者的，政府的统治。
I've just taken parts out of this, so I don't have time to read every verse, but he says in Romans 13, rulers are God's ministers to you for good and avengers to execute wrath on evil. Something like that. I don't know what your translation says.
我们必须把善带入社会中的每一个角落，尤其是政府中，对吗？
That's right. Paul is saying to us that yes, even politics, even government is one of these areas where God's plan is to put good people in government who will overcome evil.
政府是以善法恶的，那神的计划也是把好的人放在政府当中去战胜邪恶。
And in fact, he calls them when people are serving in government his way, he calls them his ministers.
当这些人按照上帝的方法去做去统治万民的时候，神就把他们称为使徒。
This is a very special sort of classification, because we think of pastors as God's ministers, you know, preachers of the gospel. These are ministers of God, very special. But Paul says also people who work in government in God's way are the same.
其实很有意思的，因为神不仅仅是牧师。在政府当中的人，他做的这些事情也被神称为是在传讲他的信息。
So I want you to understand what this is, understand and realize, yes, that politics and government is not an evil, dirty thing.
所以希望大家理解，政治跟政府并不是一个不好的、肮脏的东西。
God Himself started the idea of government, beginning back with Noah in the Bible, right after the flood.
神是亲自创造跟建立这样的机构，从挪亚开始。
Government is a divine institution started by God, just like God started the church and the family.
政府也是神自己兴起的，是神圣的，就像是教会一样。
So if politics and government is corrupt and evil, it's only because good people are not in the leadership of it.
如果政府受到了侵蚀的话，那仅仅是因为在政府的人还不够好。
And indeed, this is the problem. Many countries all over the world, Christians are the sinners involved in everything else, and they don't get involved in politics.
这也是一个问题，所有的基督徒似乎都在政治以外没有经济的门槛。
And so, of course, government is going to be have lots of corruption and problems if you only have bad people there.
所以政府就会变得越来越不好，有很多问题。
There are three things I want to say quickly that we have as citizens. Oh, next. Thank you. Very good. Hey, Ted. Very good. So three responsibilities the Bible teaches that we all have as citizens in our nation. The first one is to vote for good leaders.Now, of course, in some countries, this freedom is not, does not exist.
当然了，在某些国家，这个公民是没有这样的这种自由的。
So, of course, that's the first goal to try to establish that freedom in our country, if we can.
我们的第一个目标就是，如果在一些还没有自由的国家，我们需要建立一个系统，让公民有这种选举的权利。
But this goes all the way back to the Bible. God Himself started the idea of choosing, giving people, citizens, the power to choose their own government leaders.
回到圣经，这个就是神的心意，就让百姓都有权利去选择他们的领袖。
You also find the word vote in the Bible, but you do find the word choose in the Bible.
我们不会在
圣经里面 in Chinese.
看到选举这个词，但我们可以发现选择这个词。
What's the Chinese word for choose?
选择。
Good word. Let's say it together. Let's say it out loud together. Good. That's what God says you should do. You choose your leaders. Started, see, God told Moses to tell the people of Israel to start doing this. This was their responsibility as citizens. And this began the period of the judges in the Bible history. The period of judges. They always had elders before then. These were cultural leaders of the tribes. But the judges were a new thing, elected political leaders.
这个是和以前的一些领袖，文化上的领袖，种族的领袖不太一样。这些新的领袖是百姓选出来的。
And the prophets in the Bible would anoint people, which did not actually ever give someone political power, but they would anoint the leaders so the people then would know who to vote for.
所以一些种族的领袖会高摩一些人，选举一些人，所以以至于他的百姓们知道谁来去选举谁。
So it's kind of helping to educate voters to endorse good and nominate good leaders for the vote.
所以这个也是去鼓励百姓去让他们有这个心智去选举好的领袖。
And even in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul urged Christians in Greece.To appoint leaders to get them to become judges in Greece.
在新约中，保罗也鼓励当时的百姓去选当时希腊的臣民去选举他们的领袖。
That's what we see in the letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And in fact, right after this, one of Paul's ministry assistants, a man named Erastus, got elected to this position in the city of Corinth.
当时在一个被捕的人，最后就被选举作为了那个地方的领袖。
It was the only place in the whole Roman Empire at that time that the freedom to vote was allowed in this, on the city level in Greece. The Roman Empire allowed people to vote.
这是世界上第一次在罗马的国度里面，在希腊这个地方，在这个城市里面，百姓可以选举自己的领导者。
So it's a good example for us that in the New Testament, we, in our modern nations, we are encouraged to try to get involved and help Christians to get elected in our nations.
所以这个是作为一个很好的例子，告诉我们，作为神的选民，我们需要去选举我们的自己的领导者。
The second responsibility of every citizen is to submit and support good government leaders.
我们第二个责任就是服从于支持好国家的领袖以及为社会服务。
Of course, submit, give, pay our taxes. That is more than that. If you have good people in government, they need good people giving help and support.
所以作为一个好的对政府的支持，我们不仅需要pay我们的税，我们还需要，我们不仅要交自己需要交税，而且需要真正的对支持的对政府的一个发自内心的支持。
I mean, you can have a Christian to become president to prepare China. But by himself, he can't really bring the good changes in the nation. It takes more people, leaders around him, advisors, and many other officials to really bring good changes.
一个基督徒的领袖，如果有我们的中国的总理，他是基督徒，这个是足够的，需要我们每一个人都来共同的完成这个使命。
But there's also a third responsibility.
我们这个第三个责任,
and that is if government leaders are evil, to oppose them.
我们需要反对那些不好的领导者。
To oppose corrupt and tyrannical rulers and government policies.
我们需要对一些腐败的行为说不。
To defend the oppressed.
我们要抵抗对百姓的各种各样的欺压压迫。
Many times in the Bible we have exhortations to do this, to oppose and disobey governments if they're doing wrong.
在圣经里面我们看到过很多这样的例子，去反对坏的事情说不。
I mean, the Apostle Paul was arrested and beaten and thrown in jail for doing nothing but preach the gospel.
保罗就因为仅仅是传了上帝的福音，就被拘押在监狱里。
This is in Acts chapter 16, is the story of this. And Paul says, and Paul and Silas, so they're in prison and they begin to praise God and to pray and to worship, and then an earthquake comes, shakes the prison, the door opens and the chains fall off.
在监狱里面，保罗就不住地向神祷告，然后祷告以后，地震来了，就因着神的恩典，保罗得到自由。
But Paul, instead of leaving, thinking, oh, this is an answer to prayer, I can be a free man, Paul stays and leads the jailer and his family to Christ.
但是当保罗得到自由以后，他并没有去为自己的自由感到欢欣，他而是选择了留在那个监狱，并带监狱里面所有的员工职员归向神。
And then even the next morning, if you read the whole story, the government officials send word to the prison leader, the leader of the prison, that says, "Let those men go now."
第二天早上，当监狱的长官知道了这件事之后，他反而对大家说，让这个囚犯离开，给他自由。But
the problem is, the government officials never acknowledged what they did to Paul was wrong.
但是就当时的政府永远不会承认他们对保罗所做的一切是错误的。
So Paul said no.
保罗说，保罗对当时的长官说不行。
We're not leaving.
我不会离开。
Can you imagine?
可以想象吗？
They could have walked out free. Paul says no.
He says
those government officials need to come here themselves. In effect, what Paul is saying, they need to acknowledge that they did something wrong. This was very risky. Could have angered those government officials even more.And maybe they would beat them the more, lock them up, put them to death. Who knows? Could have been the end of the Apostle Paul's great ministry. But Paul said no, because he understood his mission was more than just preaching the message of salvation.
保罗拒绝了，因为他明白自己的使命不光只是传扬主的福音。
It was more than just building churches.
他这个不仅仅是建造教会。
His mission also was to disciple his nation.
他的使命是要去建造这个国度。
So that meant he had to express a dissent against corrupt government.Because of his love for his nation and his neighbors in this city. I want to conclude here now in just a minute. There's so much more I could teach on these things from the Bible and from history.But the thing I want especially you to know is that these principles, as they were applied by Christians throughout most of church history, have actually transformed nations. Back to special in the last 200 years,There's been a globalization of these kinds of ideas that are found in the Bible and have spread it all over the globe, and freedom is coming to the nations of the world because of this. Well, 200 years ago, which is described as.Here on the left, there's maybe only two or three nations, really free, in the whole world. And just even 100 years ago, which is here in the middle, there's maybe only 10, maybe 12 countries, fully free. But something is happening now, is an explosion of freedom.It's never been known in the history of the world. And it's because of ideas that have been rooted in Christianity like this that have spread to the nations. Some people maybe do not directly link.These ideas to the results. But this, you can look at historically the analysis of how this is linked together. I just want to pray for you as we end, that God would fill you with a sense of His purpose for your life.In your family, in your work, in your nation, that you're a citizen of.
在你的家庭、工作和国家里面。
Can we just stand to our feet?
大家好。
I just want to invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to especially begin to teach you more about these things. He's the teacher. He will guide us as we search His Word. But just, you need to say today, though, that Jesus, I want to become your disciple so that I can disciple my nation. Lord, renew my thinking. I yield to you today. I want all that you have for me and for my nation. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayer today. Lord, I trust you will and now continue to water this seed, cause good fruit to come. I pray that you bless this church. Bless Pastor Yu. And Father, all the dreams and the visions that you've given to this church, their mission to serve you. Father, I ask you to extend your special protection over everyone here. As they begin to study and then step out and obey what you're speaking to them. Jesus, I pray for the nation of China. Lord, this is your nation. It does not belong to the devil or any group of men. This is your nation, Jesus. You created it for your purpose and your glory. We ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and disciple this nation for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.